Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, talking about the Commanders defense, which held Arizona to 14 points. Kyler Murray looked confused throughout the game, did have a good opening drive, and he didn't throw any picks, but they got to him four times. We're talking about potential red flags for the Commanders defense. So obviously they're having a difficult time stopping the run. But the other thing is, I mean, I'm looking at takeaways in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay already has picked off opponents eight times. The Vikings have eight interceptions. The Saints, six interceptions. The Bears, five. Now, interceptions can be fluky, but they have zero on the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit surprising. Like, you usually can just stumble onto one with, like, a tip pass.
The most galling thing about that is that was basically the whole reason Forbes was drafted so high, that Ron just coveted. He's a playmaker. He makes plays on the ball, you know. Mm-hmm. Like
He was close to one yesterday, kind of.
But, like, you just haven't seen it since he's been here. Like,
yeah,
that skill set has not translated from Mississippi State to here.
Can we build on yesterday, though?
I hope so.
I thought it was a pretty good performance. He didn't jump out at you, but, you know, negatively.
Right.
We know that for sure.
So total takeaways, they have two. So they're not dead but last. They're 30th in the league in takeaways. Only Jacksonville and Tennessee both have one takeaway.
I know we're focusing on the defense, but it doesn't hurt you as bad if you're not giving the ball back to them.
That's true.
Because they've done that once,
mm-hmm.
and that was this week. That was yesterday.
In the last three. Is that what you mean?
They've got one giveaway, right?
No, because I think they lost a fumble or two. I'd have to check. Oh, no, they haven't lost a fumble.
They're good on plus-minus differential.
No, they're plus one.
Yep.
They're plus one.
You're right. You'll take a plus one through four games of a rookie start.
And that was yesterday.
But I consider it like a turnover when you have to punt.
They'll do that
to
much
me,
either.
It's kind of like a
turnover.
Yeah,
but you're shifting the field. He's saying that the defense isn't facing short fields.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an issue that if you're giving up a lot of points, you're not forcing turnovers. But if your offense is on the field the whole time and the defense really isn't out there.
One thing I did notice
it's not that big of a deal.
I don't know. It seemed like they're rotating those D tackles more than ever. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong.
Well, Doc Walker is super high on Johnny Newton.
Yeah.
Well, he was defensive player of the year in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mentioned this before because I know the narrative sometimes about Payne and Allen is, well, they're getting doubled. Mm-hmm. And so on one of those plays, I actually did a rewind when Connor ripped off a big run. And I saw both the guys being doubled, but it actually happened to be a time when it was Mathis and Newton in, mm-hmm. not Payne and Allen. Allen ended up with a sack yesterday.
Yeah.
And Payne made a play or two that I noticed.
Well, maybe that's why Armstrong was, you know, free to get to Kyler because those guys were getting doubled.
They're doubling the interior. I don't know. Obviously, Dan Quinn knows defense. He says they're close. They're a lot closer than we think. So we'll see. Maybe JP's right. Maybe he's referring to plays like, you know, where St. Juice has got a guy pretty well covered, and then a quarterback throws a perfect pass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, St. Juice doesn't make a play on the ball, but he's got the guy covered.
Cleveland, on the other hand.
They're minus two.
They're minus
turnover
two.
Turnover differential.
They've given it away five times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've beaten Jacksonville. That's it. They've scored, this year, 17, 18, 15, and 16. Yeah. If we lose to that team, I'm sorry, it's humiliating.
It's
actually humiliating that we're only three and a half point favorites. We should be a touchdown favorite.
It's
close. A home game, too.
Yep.
So they're saying if we played at a neutral field, it would
be a pick 'em.
Pick 'em?
Yep.
Vegas isn't sold.
When the power rankings come out tomorrow, we'll go through them tomorrow.
Oh,
we're going to be in the top 15 of most places.
They're going to be top 10.
Because
they were
going to go from 28 to 30 to like 15 or better.
Well, they did that last week.
It's a big glow up for the Commanders.
I think they're going to be
top 10 in most of the
power
rankings.
I was going to say, they're going to be, I bet you they're as high
10
as
to 12.
8. I bet you they're as high as
some 8. Of them might have them at 11 or 12, but I would guess some cracked the top 10.
Yeah.
Remember, there were a couple outliers last
week.
Still
had them
at 28, 26.
I think they're going to be right around there.
I think they'll be right around there, but I think teams like San Francisco will still be rated above them, who are at 2-2.
Yeah.
And obviously all the teams that are undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
We should
and then in the 3-1 teams,
out of them.
Like Tampa.
I tend to agree with
you. Don't you think Tampa will be higher rated than Washington just because they beat them head-to-head?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
3-1. So,
Ed, do you think the Eagles will be rated higher than them?
No. I think the Eagles are going to be 15 or lower.
These are the teams that will be rated higher. Buffalo,
Baltimore,
Kansas City,
Minnesota,
Baltimore, Minnesota, Tampa, maybe San Francisco. I don't think there's a,
I think Detroit.
Detroit. All right, I'll give them.
Depending on what
I
happens.
Bet you they're in the top 10 in at least one of them.
I think,
yeah,
right.
I think maybe in at least one. But
how can we only be 3.5-point favorites? This is a joke. This is literally
starting,
insulting.
EB. The money will keep coming. I bet the line moves up.
I think it's going to be like minus 5, 5.5 by kickoff.
That's even that. We should be a touchdown
favorite. It's approaching a touchdown fave.
We should be a touchdown favorite. And if we lose, it will be humiliating. It will be an awful, dreadful week.
Especially, they really need to get a win, because if they lose... All right, changes the narrative, and you can say it's a one-off, but then they face the Ravens next.
Right.
So all of a sudden, 3-1 could turn to 3-3.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know.
That's a big difference.
This is the uncharted waters for you, isn't it, Eric? Where you're expected to blow
back
out
in my
teams.
Teenage years.
I know, but in recent years.
It's been decades.
As long as we've been doing this show, I've never really felt like a real favorite.
Right.
It's almost like
the swagger.
If they kind of have a clunker and they win like 17-16, you'll kind of be unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Uncharted territory.
Definitely. As long as we've been doing this show for the most part.
I think a win's a win, though.
Oh,
I'll take it.
They'll bank a win however they can get it.
I'm telling you, I'm calling it now.
You win 20-16, you take it and run.
I think we should get to 7-2.
Yeah, but now you're.
I don't think you're going to be down on them because you've seen what they can do.
But now we're expecting style points. We're expecting 25-30 points.
I don't want to just beat the Browns. I want to stomp them.
That
I want to continue the explosion.
I mean, Deshaun Watson's been sacked 19 times already through four games.
Yep.
He gets tossed around a lot. Like, that could happen again this weekend.
If we give up, like, to this team, if we give up, like, 24, 27, 28 points,
embarrassing.
Embarrassing. We got to keep them in the teens. We got to keep them in the teens.
I would agree.
Yeah, you
got to
keep them under 20.
Especially if you want to consider some narrative that the defense has turned a corner.
Right.
I'm not sure I'm buying it yet. I can't believe how flummoxed Kyler was. He looked like the least mobile quarterback ever.
I was like, why is he not running?
I didn't understand.
How does it feel that defenses have to play keep away from Jaden Daniels?
I know. It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Kyler had many opportunities to just bounce out and go.
Right.
And he just stuck. And he just laid down.
I didn't understand it. He took sacks. I couldn't believe he was taken.
You know what? He's a little suspect. He's overpaid.
I just wonder, what can defenses do to confuse Jaden? Because so far, you know, other than...
It's like I think he might face the blitz more.
That's what Tampa
did. But it probably depends on personnel, as John Kime pointed out earlier on the show.
Not that I've experienced with this. He might have the answers to the test already. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he looks like at this point.
He does.
Like, he's already got the answers to the test that's about
to
be given.
Well, you know what they keep saying? And I'm just stupid for not knowing this. But we haven't really discussed this. But it became a talking point this week that Cliff is running a very similar offense to what he ran in college. That's a new talking point.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. So it's actually brilliant, if they hired him because of that or he adapted it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're saying, like, he's running the offense so comfortably because it's very similar to the one he ran in college.
Well, if it fits Jaden's skill set and it's working,
it's
you're
brilliant.
Scoring over 30 points a game, then why would you deviate from it?
It's very smart coaching, but I don't understand why I didn't know that. Why did we not emphasize that? Why didn't somebody tell me that?
I don't know. You're used to Eric Bieniemy trying to jam a square peg in a round hole.
That guy's the biggest fraud in coaching.
The other thing that we have mentioned it today, but I think we need to say it more. The offensive line is playing much better than anybody expected.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Not even close.
I can't remember who mentioned the issues preseason.
I haven't even thought about Wiley.
Before the season, we talked about, here are the problem areas. All right, maybe they need better wide receivers. Definitely the defensive secondary than the defensive line. But the offensive line was up there. And
I was okay with the receivers, just so we're
clear. Yes, we know. The weapons.
I was
all
always,
the weapons.
Yeah.
Can they have the ultimate weapon?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
His name's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, of course.
But the offensive line, there are times when he's back there 4 or 5 seconds, and then he's like, I'll take off.
Well, also just the run blocking.
Yeah.
You know, and what they're doing, like, on third down conversions, like third and short or whatever, just converting. It's unbelievable. All right, let's bank a few of these calls. Let's go to Bill in Spotsylvania. Bill, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Hi. Hi, guys. Look, I'm excited as everyone, and I think the defense is a little behind. Obviously, I'm way behind the offense, but they're coming around a little bit. I'm just excited. I can be a little patient with all the losses we've had over the years. Is just beat the teams that we're supposed to beat. We've never been able to do that. You'd always hear mm-hmm. the announcers last year, the Cleveland only does 120 yards per game, and they do 250. Mm-hmm. I'm just patient with being able to beat teams that we're supposed to beat, and so far, we did. Y'all have a great day. Thanks.
Thank
Maybe
you,
the defense, EV, is going to come around like Cliff Kingsbury's offense. You put him on notice on probation, and then weeks 3 and 4, he's answered the call, and maybe... You know how we thought Kingsbury made it really simple for Jaden Daniels in week 1 and week 2 mm-hmm. with a lot of the sideways passing? Maybe now that Quinn and Witt have had more time with this personnel, they're going to start tricking it up more, a little more exotic, and they're going to get better.
I thought they brought more noticeable pressure yesterday.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I could see it.
I just think Luvu's playing better. Like, first couple weeks, I didn't notice him
much. Well, week one, he was a non-factor. He was He's starting to show up pretty consistently.
Now he is.
No, he's
and
a high-energy
guy. And I noticed Chin as well.
Chin, too, for sure.
I actually thought Forbes played pretty good. Like for Forbes being in there. And, like, there were even one of the receptions, he was right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I haven't given up on Forbes yet, but it's been hard.
He hasn't made it easy.
All right, we can take a few more calls if you want, but we should go to break.
800-636-1067 is the number. You want to call us in the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We are celebrating...
Play the music, Cakes. Come on!
Victory Monday, the third in a row, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.